It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Today we have our school district update, and we're talking with Principal Amy Bell from the Castle Valley Center. The Castle Valley Center is a great school. It's very specialized here in our area, and they always have great activities and fun things going on up there for the students. We're going to talk about a very interesting and fun thing that some of the students from the high school came and did there at the school, and then plus, they're trying to build a library at Castle Valley Center, and they could use your help. We'll talk about that as well. Principal Bell, thank you so much for coming in today.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Let's start off by just, you know, getting a general feeling. How are things going at the Castle Valley Center?
Things are going great this year. It's an interesting year. We thought with, you know, things kind of loosening a little, it changed things, but it's still been a little crazy with COVID and trying to keep our students safe, but we're working through it. And many of our students have been able to return that weren't here last year. So that's a great thing for us.
And once again, you know, anytime you can get students in the building, that's a good sign.
Always a good sign.
Doesn't matter where it's at. All right. We were talking before we came on the air about a very fun event that some students from the high school came up and did at the Castle Valley Center for the students of the Castle Valley Center. So let's talk about that for just a moment. You called it the Beauty and Beast Dinner.
Yes. So we're really working to have a community experiences or ways that we can build independence so our students, when they go out in the community, you know, have the skills they need to go out and do the things that they would do with their families. And so we partnered this year with some students at the high school who are working on some employment skills. And so it was two-part. They worked before on learning, you know, jobs and what jobs are, all the different jobs that would be in kind of a waiter kind of system, or baking and cooking. And so they were able to work with their teacher on learning how to interview for a job, what goes into the job, how to create prices, and really break down a menu for our students. And on our end, Kim Williams, who is our autism specialist in the district, created this fantastic experience for us. She spearheaded the whole thing, but she decorated a Beauty and Beast themed dinner. So we had our students come in and we created a restaurant-like experience for them. So they were able to order off of a menu. They came with their classroom, sat at their table, and learned to wait and kind of socialize and have some experience while they're waiting for their food. And then the high school students came over, prepared the light snacks that our students had, took the orders, filled the orders, brought it to their tables, cleaned up afterwards. It was just a really fantastic experience for both sides. They gained some skills, and then we had an opportunity to practice kind of a community access experience.
And like you were saying, it really gives the students at the Castle Valley Center the feeling of going out into a restaurant and you know what that's like and the way things go and different things. And so, yeah, and really it's more about, and correct me if I'm wrong in listening to what you were just saying, it's really more about the social interaction part of it, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. We're very aware. We have our academics and our school things that we work on, but we're very aware that our students belong to it. Are in a family and go out and do community things with their family. And they don't always get the same experiences that your average student would get in a school where there's lots of different activities and social experiences. Our students don't have as many of those opportunities. So we really try to create an opportunity to practice and learn the skills that they need. So not only can they do it at school, but they can also go with their families out in the community and also do those experiences there successfully.
Well, that's great. And that's something, as you said, that's something that works. And it was beneficial for both sides. For
Absolutely.
The high school, they got the experience. And really, the students at the Castle Valley Center got the experience as well.
It was
well.
Wonderful.
Now, another thing that you wanted to talk about, we've been talking about it the last time we had Beverly Martinez, the preschool coordinator, in. We talked about it for just a moment. Castle Valley Center doesn't really have a library, so to speak.
We have no library. We have zero library.
And so you guys have kind of taken it upon yourself to have sort of a book drive, and there's a way that the public can help with this.
Yes, we have some funds that are set aside by our district that is going to help us with that, but we would like to offer the opportunity for people in the community to support us too. We always have great people in the community who are always asking our school what they can do to help us. They're always finding ways, can we support, can we donate, what can we do? And so we thought this was a great way to involve the community to partner with us at our district, kind of for a couple of reasons. We would like to create a library. One, we don't have one, and it gives an opportunity for our students to have exposure to books and another community experience, going to the library, checking things out, being responsible for the books that they check out, and then returning it. And then it, of course, it helps with vocabulary and language development to have that exposure, too. We've been partnering with Price City Library this year. Tanya down at the Price City Library has been gracious enough to, some of our students can go actually down to the library once a month. She creates an experience for them down there, and they can go down and be in the library. For our students that can't really go out as much, she also comes once a month to our school for those students and has another kind of library experience. But we're hoping to expand that.
And so on this book drive that you guys are looking for, you've put it on Amazon. So how do people go and do that? Is there certain books that are already been chosen that you guys are looking for? How does it work?
Yes, we're looking for new books. We're looking for picture books. Most of our reading level is at that, and that's the students will benefit the most. So we're looking for picture books. We've created a registry. Interesting, just like you do a baby registry or wedding registry, Amazon offers the opportunity to create a custom registry where you we've gone on and created a custom list. It's under Castle Valley Center. So if they go to Amazon.com, they can find, search for a registry under Castle Valley Center. And it'll say library book drive. And then we've pre-selected some books and we'll keep adding to that list as people buy. So they can easily, if they have an Amazon account, go on there and purchase a book and it'll just ship directly to us. That's all they have to do.
And it just comes to you now. If people have any questions, can they contact you guys at the school and talk about that? What's
Absolutely.
The number down there?
The number is 435-637-9150. We've had a couple people say, you know, we don't want to pick the books. Can we just donate some money? That they're welcome to do that, too, if they want to just contact us at the school to how to do that also.
All right. So help them build a library at Castle Valley Center. We've been speaking with Principal Amy Bell with the school. Now, Amy, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it. And you know what? You guys do great things out there, and it's such a great, great opportunity for a lot of students here in the Castle Valley area to get out there and get the instruction that they need at Castle Valley Center.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, once again, we've been speaking with Amy Bell, principal at Castle Valley Center. Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.